Today's daf was Erev and Daf Yud Beis. We discussed the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Aleph and Beis that Rav Lazar Omer Lechiai, and Rav Lazar says that in order to that you need two poles on the open side of a mavoi in order to be able to carry inside of the mavoi. So the Gemara first thinks that since Rav Lazar's Talmud Rav Yossi ben Preda referred to a fix of a mavoi as closing of a mavoi as a stima of a mavoi, so Rav Lazar must require not just two poles but a korah as well, a crossbeam as well. But the Gemara says no. When he says closing, he just means the sosma belachiyim, to close it with two poles, but not without a crossbeam. When the opening of the mavoi is narrower than dalet amos, so then everybody agrees to the Beis Hillel that only a lechi or a korah would suffice. You don't need both. You don't need two lechis. You don't need both a lechi and a korah like Beis Shammai. If it's less than four tefachim, then you don't even need anything. No fix at all is needed. Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, Amar Rav. When a chatzar borders on an area that you're not allowed to carry into, for instance, another chatzar that they're not joined in an Erev together with, or a street, so then you need to place something at the entrance of the chatzar to be allowed to carry in the chatzar. But there are three shittos of what you need to place at the entrance of the chatzar. Tanakama holds a single lechi is good enough. Rebbe holds no, you need two lechis, and Rabbi Yossi adds each one needs to be at least three tefachim wide. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that you have the option of using one long post that's four tefachim wide, or two very small posts that are just a mashahu. There's a stira in the sheet of Shmuel. On the one hand, Rav Yosef said in the name of Shmuel that chatzar niteres bepasa echad, all you need is one lechi by a chatzar. And on the other hand, he says, either that you need two poles, or that you need something that covers the majority of the opening. So it's a stira in Shmuel. Is it one pole, pasa echad, or is it two poles slash majority of the opening? So Gemara's first approach is that Rav Yosef thinks that his presentation of Shmuel is correct, that it's just one pole, because one time an ocean knocked down the wall in a chatzar in a place called Dura Dura Usa, and Rav Yehuda, Shmuel's Talmud, only required one post. So it must be the one post is the correct version of Shmuel. But the Gemara explains that that's not a really strong raya, because Kalu Shekili Chacham B'mayim, we have a number of kulas that we have by water, such as Mechitza Tzliya is a kula that we have by water, we don't apply elsewhere. So maybe this is also a kula dafker for water. Rav Papa and Rav Rinderberg Bishu explain that no, it's not a steer in Shmuel. Shmuel requires either one post that's four tefachim long, or two small posts, very similar to the way we explain the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. The reason Shmuel said you need rov, a dofen that covers rov of the opening, he didn't just say four tefachim, is because he happened to have been talking about an opening that was seven tefachim. So four tefachim is rov of the opening. So Gemara says, well, wait a second, then you should only need three and a mashahu, because all you need to do is make the remaining opening less than four tefachim, because we said earlier that if it's less than four tefachim, it doesn't need any sort of tikkun. So you should only need three and a mashahu, you shouldn't even need four tefachim. So Gemara says, no, kan b'chatzar, kan b'mavui. A mavui's opening of less than four tefachim doesn't need to be fixed. A chatzar's opening of less than four tefachim does still need some sort of fix. Or a second possibility, derava achli gufei tanaihi. Not everybody agrees that an opening of less than four tefachim doesn't need to be fixed. Maybe he holds that an opening of less than four tefachim also needs to be fixed. Tanu Rabban, loshen yama nichnas l'chatzar, ein melen imenu b'shabbos. Bryce says, you're not allowed to fill water from an ocean that encroaches on a chatzar unless the breach in the chatzar's wall 10 amos or less. If it's more than 10 amos, you're not allowed to fill up water, but you're allowed to carry other things in the chatzar as long as it's like Yedudeh, as long as there's still wall that's 10 tefachim high under the water. That's why Rashi understood the line in the top of Amud Beis, it's like Yedudeh, that at least under the water level there's a wall that's 10 tefachim high. Amar Rav Yehuda, Mavui Shlo Nishtatfu Bo. Rav Yehuda holds that a Mavui that has only two walls and is not eligible for Shituvei Mavuos because it's completely open on both sides. So, it's not considered to be a Rishus Yachid, and if a pole is placed on the third side, then we view the pole as a third wall, and the Mavui therefore becomes a Rishus Yachid. But if not a pole, not a Lechi, but a Korah is placed on the third side, so a Korah only serves as a Heker, and will not turn the Mavui into Rishus Yachid, it's still considered a Rishus HaRabim, it's still not a Rishus Yachid. Rava disagrees. Rava holds Echad Zev Echad Zamishum Heker. Neither a beam nor a pole will turn it into a Rishus Yachid, they're both just there for a hacker. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when we have two walls and two beams on the open sides, when you have two walls on either side and two open sides, and you put two beams or two poles, you can carry inside the area, apparently, because the beams themselves are considered walls and not just reminders. So isn't that against what we just said, that the beams themselves or the poles themselves are only considered a hacker? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, shtei mechitzos daraisa, that to make something Rosh Hashanah and daraisa, they only needed two walls poles to begin with. You didn't need anything more than that. Now, earlier in the daf, we said that a mavoi only needs a tiny lechi, while a chatzer needs a lechi that's four tefachim wide. So the Gemara has to define what's a mavoi, what's a chatzer. So Amar Rav Yehuda Rav, that a mavoi that's square cannot become mutter with a regular lechi or korah, because a square mavoi has a din of a chatzer. Similarly, a chatzer that's a rectangle would have a din of a mavoi. So according to Shmuel, the definition of rectangle means that the length is double the width. According to Rav Chavivi, it means the length is just slightly more than the width, but it would be considered a mavoi, and therefore would only require a tiny lechi or just a normal korah, but would not need a four tefach post like a chatzer does.